We start with the A-League and one of the most lopsided local derbies anyone has seen in quite a while. Sydney FC has reaffirmed their top of the table status with a 5-0 thrashing of the Western Sydney Wanderers. It's the worst defeat the Wanderers have ever suffered in the A-League since they came into the competition in 2012. It was so bad, coach Josip Gombau was moved to apologise to the club's fans after the match. But Sydney FC coach Graham Arnold wasn't totally happy either. He says his side could have scored 8 or 9 goals rather than the 5 they did score. And the man who scored 2 of the 5 goals they actually did score, Polish winger Adrian Mierzejewski, agrees with that assessment.
We can see in the trainings, during the trainings, that we have much more to give. So I agreed with the coach. It was our good game, but still we can play much better. Especially in offensive parts. Yesterday we scored 5, but we could score maybe 8 or 9 goals.
Graham Arnold wasn't the only coach not entirely happy in victory. The Newcastle Jets are in second place, 5 points behind Sydney FC. That's mainly because of a 2-1 win over Perth on Saturday night. Both goals came late in the game to give the Jets a come-from-behind triumph. But Jets coach Ernie Merrick admits it's not a triumph his team truly earned.
Well, I thought it was really a bit of a scrappy game, but the better team was Perth Glory, without doubt. The police have just come into the dressing room and charged us with stealing 3 points. But it really was theft. We didn't deserve 3.
One team that's looking to deserve 3 is the Australian cricket team. 3 wins in the Ashes series, that is. The third test of the series starts this Thursday in Perth, and the weekend has seen both teams in Perth to start their preparations. Australia currently leads the series 2-0, and a win in Perth would regain the Ashes, an honour they lost in England in 2015. England's preparations for the Perth match are looking less than ideal, with the biggest story of the weekend being backup wicketkeeper Ben Foulkes getting in trouble for pouring a beer over teammate James Anderson in a pub. It's not England's first off-the-field indiscretion involving alcohol on this tour, but Australian coach Darren Lehman says Australia is focused on themselves and not England's problems.
Oh, look, that's up to them, what they do. Again, we'll just worry about getting ready for a bloody fantastic test match in Perth. Exciting, two test matches have been exciting so far, so we've got a job to do in this third one in Perth, so that's all we'll worry about.
In cricket's shortest form, the Women's Big Bash League got underway this past weekend, with 6 matches being played. The Adelaide Strikers and Sydney Sixers stood out, both winning their opening 2 matches. And in basketball, the Perth Wildcats are top of the National Basketball League ladder after inflicting a 99-91 defeat on the Illawarra Hawks in Wollongong. That result was largely due to a standout performance from Bryce Cotton, who scored 36 points. Although he starred, he was still keen to give credit to his team and even the opposition.
It feels great that we got this road win. That's a hell of a team. You can never count them out. They did a great job making some runs, but just glad we closed this one out. We knew it was going to come down to probably the last 2 or 3 minutes as we expected. This is one of the best shooting teams I've ever seen, and they did a great job, but I think we weathered the storm tonight.
It's good news all around if you're a Perth basketball fan, with the Perth Lynx the current leaders of the Women's National Basketball League.